Hi, it's Jamie Morton here, co-creator of My Dad Wrote a Porno, to tell you all about LaunchPod, a competition to find the next UK podcast hit. Alice, James and I came up with the idea for Porno after I discovered that my dad had been writing erotica in the garden shed. And 3 years on, we are about to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in June, which is pretty insane. Visit launchpod.org to win the chance to get your podcast brought to life by podcast experts Wise Buddha and Acast.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
Alyssa Magic Mike Ev.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, also known as Yanny, and joining me today is my wonderful and hilarious co-host, Laurel, aka Ronnie Karam. What's going on? How are you?
Were they trying to figure out what Sheena was saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Now there's an internet meme. Is she saying Rob or Shay?
Rob can figure out the difference between Yanny and Laurel in like less than 7 minutes. Yanny. Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to Thursday on Watch What Crappens, or if you're listening to this on another day, a previous Thursday then. We are so excited because we've got so much going on. We're going to be talking about Real Housewives of New York City, last night's episode. But before we do that, the shill monster has to come out because huge, huge, huge developments. First of all, our Nashville show is going on sale in like half an hour. So by the time this gets released, it's already on sale. So go if you're in Nashville or in the Nashville area and want to make a trip to Nashville, go get tickets. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for tickets to Nashville. And then tomorrow, we got shows going on sale for Denver, New York, and Seattle. And those are at watchwhatcrappens.com. And actually, secretly, the New York show is already on sale. It's a pre-sale. So if you go to that link, there is a password you have to use. And I'm going to encourage everyone to go to Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It to find the password. Or you can just wait till tomorrow and get them on general on sale. Well, you don't want to ruin the password for people who are like the people who are using the password, you know, you don't want to blow up their password spot. Totally.
I'm supporting you with audience noises. Okay. I'm not knowing you. I'm just going, whoa.
Oh, I thought you said no.
No. Whoa.
Whoa.
Babe, I don't know you. I love you. To know you is to love you.
Then item number two, of course, is that we already have some shows that are coming up next month in Phoenix and San Francisco. They're going to be spectacular. So go get tickets. All tickets are at watchwhatcrappens.com. The other thing, I'm sorry. There's one other thing. We said there'd be two shows in New York. There's actually only one show. We only get the second show if the first one sells out. So for right now, only October 12th is available. Sorry. But this is, we're actually also burying a huge lead. Something so exciting that we've been kind of like sitting on for a few months now, and now we can finally announce it. One of the most prestigious opportunities that this podcast has ever received is that we have been invited to the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, Canada, which is amazing because if you go to their website, you see it's like Kevin Hart and Trevor Noah and Tiffany Haddish and Liza Schlesinger and like Maria Bamford and like Judah Friedland, like everyone super, super famous. And we stand there. And us.
I don't know. I was dying when you posted that. It's like, all these huge people, watch what crappens. It's like, what the hell? This is proof that prayer works, okay?
It is honestly the coolest thing ever. Just for Laughs is probably, honestly, probably like a top five comedy festival in the world. I think there's like Glasgow Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs. And then I'm just assuming there's like two or three others that are like, you know, because I don't want to be like, it's a top two. But it's a big deal. It's as What's-Her-Face would say, Demetria. So if, you know, hey, we have a lot of Canadian listeners who've been like, come to Canada. Well, we're coming. We're doing our thing is, it's in July. Anyway, watchwhatcrappens.com. We hope people come to that. And the best part, it is a festival, so you don't have to just see us. Like, if you buy a pass, you get to see, like, really famous established comedians who are probably a lot funner than we are. So, like, make a weekend out of it. I'm just being deprecating,
I am so
okay?
excited to go to this festival with my little Ben.
I'm excited to go with you.
I'm seeing the world with Ben now. We've been to Mexico. Now we're going to Canada.
Yeah. What's
next? People in Australia keep saying, come to Australia. And guess what's coming back? The Real Housewives of Melbourne to American TV in July. So Australia, book a place, get us somewhere to stay, and send us a tent and or send us a tent and a ticket. We will be there. Okay? I don't care if we're playing in a kangaroo butt. I would love to go there.
I will not camp in Australia. They got too many scary critters. Like, Australia is the land of scary snakes and bugs and bats and weird, weird shit, you know?
I'm in a hotel. Like, I'm, like, really standing up for kangaroos this week for whatever reason. I forget why, but it's, like, a running thing, kangaroos this week. Yeah. And I watched The Leftovers, and kangaroos can be real bitches sometimes. So
yeah, they can box.
I'm with you.
Yeah, no, I get it. I have a kangaroo tangent I could go on, but given that the audience has now sat through several ads and us shilling things, I'm just going to like table the kangaroo moment. And
welcome to Oz. You just tabled a kangaroo. The restaurant of Real Housewives of Potomac that serves said baby kangaroo.
Said baby kangaroos. And so anyway, also Ronnie made the Given Ben Ron limited edition t-shirt, you can still get for like about two more weeks before it's gone. And we have our TV party app show called So Much That Crappens. We did it.
That was a good fast sale, babe.
I know. Well, you gave me a little bit of a pep talk before the show. Be like, people are going nuts. So I was like, okay,
MJ
I will be
from
fast.
Shaza Sunset is very upset at our long beginnings. Okay. That was for you, MJ.
Yeah, this is
welcome
not
to the show.
This is not a lie. Ronnie and I woke up to the shock of our lifetimes, which is the MJ commenting multiple times on our Below Deck Med Instagram post, being like, why are you guys taking so long to get to the subject? I'm like,
so funny. But yeah, she's nice. Don't attack MJ. She was being very nice to us. Okay, which MJ. I can't return the favor necessarily because Shawls of Sunset comes back soon.
I know. Oh, and one other update. People were like very concerned about the dog I mentioned on that's like my neighbor's dog that's like on its own balcony barking all day in its like own pile of shit. Don't worry, I've called the landlord. So like don't think that we're like just laughing. Okay. We have hearts. Even me, that person.
We are going to save that dog. We are saving Muffy. Okay?
Yeah, Muffy. It is an annoying dog. Like, it is already an inherently annoying dog, but now that's being abused. It's, like, just a terrible situation.
Yeah. We love you, Muffy.
Anywho, now let's go to from one sad situation to another. Let's go to Puerto Rico in the wake of the hurricanes.
Fun times! My friend Brandy is in town, one of my first roommates ever in New York City. We met at the Burt Reynolds Jupiter Dinner Theater in Jupiter, Florida when I was 18. Mm. Brandy is in town, and my God, we lived together for years and would just sit on the TV, eat pizzas, and yell at the TV together. Sit in front of the TV. Well, we've lived in some small places, girl. And neither one of us is a small person.
It holds so like a mirror in front of you to look down at the TV you're sitting on.
So we sat in front of the TV together and yelled at it for years. And so she was here with me and I said, look, it's Real Housewives night, so I've got to watch it. You want to watch it with me? Because she's come to a couple of our live shows and never watched the shows before. She's just come to see us.
Yeah.
Listening to Brandy scream horror at the TV is possibly one of my favorite things to ever happen in my life. Yeah. The shock and horror on her face as she watched Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
So I'll interject some Brandy lines as we go through this.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's a good episode for Brandy to get involved with. And it opens up in Puerto Rico with Bethany and Dorinda arriving as part of their, you know, the charity, the Be Strong charity mission, etc. And so Bethany just gets there. She's like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? It's hot as Hades in here, huh? Puerto Rico, huh? What's going on? It's hot as Hades. I'm like, I'm sure that like the people of Hades, I'm sure the people of Puerto Rico really appreciate the comparison, you know?
Yeah, they're already going enough. That was pretty funny. She's like, it's hot as Hades in here.
Well, no, Hades, which is hell.
Oh, I thought she said Haiti. I was like, wow, way to bring another tragedy onto this tragedy. Isn't Puerto Rico dealing with enough?
Haven't you already triggered Dorinda enough on Haiti as well?
So Dorinda and Bethany, yeah, walking through the town with people. And she's like, hola, hola, bien, 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 bien. This is the drunk. This is the drunk. Barracho. Barracho over here. Okay?
Nuts. Look at this house. Look at it. What's this house? This is like a, it used to be a house. You know what's ruined? You know what we call this? We call this Ramona's life right now. This ruins.
And Dorinda's like, well, you know, it's great that we had that talk last night, me and Bethany. If you don't remember the talk, it was like, you're drunk.
Yeah.
And then Dorinda sobbed. She's like, it was great we had that talk because I really think it set the tone.
Yeah.
It's like you're walking around tragedy. So
yeah, exactly. So we see a lot of scenes of them giving these cash cards to people and stuff. It's like very touching, you know, because these are people who are really in need. It was nice moments and everything. But for some reason, I kept on chuckling just because of Bethany's, like, her, this is nothing to do with, like, her charitable, you know, endeavors. It's just, I just laugh at her Spanish accent, which is so, like, not even an attempt. She's like, they're like, oh, gracias. And she's like, ah, de nada, de nada. What's going on? De nada, de nada.
Where's your bed? Your dormo. Where's your bed? Where's your dormo? Meh. And she makes, like, the sleeping on her hands thing. Where's your dormo? Meh. Gift card. Chili. You like chilies? You like baby back ribs?
Danetta.
Baby back ribs?
Danetta. What's going on? What's the matter? What's going on? Hurricane? What's the matter?
So, yeah, they take a tour, and it's extremely depressing. And Bethany's like, we're so out of touch with our eyelashes and our selfies. These people don't have basics like us. I mean, we have basics, all right? We hang out with Carol. It's like as basic as it gets, right?
So, I mean, you know, obviously there's, like, really not much to say about this except that they are doing, like, great work down there, et cetera.
That was really sweet when Dorinda handed that little girl a bottle of Absolute. Oh, my God, my heart.
Yeah, this is a gift certificate to Boutique. Next time you're in New York, drinks are on me.
All right, priv for everybody. Priv's like, your house may be gone, but that's no excuse for your banks to look this shady. Come on.
I brought everyone 35 Santa Clauses, each for their houses.
Like, well, you know what you need? You need a Bluetooth light inside an inflatable snowball. Okay?
Yeah, Bluetooth.
Okay, so next up. Now, this is why you have to chuckle at it. Because no matter how much good people are doing, it's like Puerto Rico, devastation, houses without a roof or a floor. And then it's like Ramona in a limousine.
Yeah, complaining that they got too big of a limousine to go to Great Neck. Would you believe it? Whoa, this is crazy. We just asked for a car because, you know, I don't drive very well. I don't know how to drive. And then they just give me a big limousine. It's a stretched limousine. Look at all this space. I mean, you could have a whole family in here. Hey, I wonder what Bethany's doing right now.
It's nice. Steve and Dan, I've known them for years, and they always want me to come to this store and say, give me a car. And then now look, it's a car. And Sonia's like, oh my God, you tricked me into going out of the city. I don't even leave my neighborhood. This is like Afghanistan or whatever she was. It's like, oh my God, this show.
Going to Long Island. I feel like I'm going to third world country. Meanwhile, like Bethany and Dorinda are like literally walking around like Helms that have not had electricity in 3 months.
It reminds me of how ungrateful Tinsley was for that gift card. Bethany's like, you want a gift card? Here, have a gift card. All right? This is your whole life on this card. Like, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Ramona, for taking me to Great Neck. It's a great reminder of how I was a great host, you know? They often say the host is the neck of the house, so Great Neck is really a city for me.
I've also got a great neck.
so they're in the limo.
They kind of keep fighting, which...
Well, they're talking about the fight.
The fight aside. Yeah.
Well, they're talking about the fight with Dorinda that they had in the Hamptons a few weeks ago. And Sonia's saying what her issue with Ramona is. She's like, you know, she's yelling at me, and at least you could have held my hand, patted my back, or, you know, reminded me of all the great things I did for Tinsley that she never repaid me for or was ungrateful about. That's all.
And then Brandy yelled, is she going to a fucking ball? Where are they going? They're going to a store?
Because, like, they're dressed in, like, ball gowns in this limo to go to a store in Queens.
Exactly. Not even. They're going beyond Queens. It was kind of surprising. Clearly, this guy was like, listen, I'll give you guys, like, $3,000 worth of clothing. Just please come to Great Neck. Because no one sees me in Great Neck, except former cast members of Princesses Long Island.
And then Brandy started screaming again, because she's like, ew, Queens, how could you? She's like, Queens, I'm going to get jet lag. And Brandy's like, bah! She just lost it, because we lived in Queens for years. You know, she's like, fuck you!
Yeah, well, Queens is hot again, I think. Maybe Astoria is. I don't know. So Ramona's like, whoa, Sonia. I'm sorry I didn't have your back. I did the best that I could because I was freaking out. Dorinda was having a moment. You were having a moment. I was just like, whoa, this is crazy. People yelling all the time. I didn't know what to do. Sorry I disappointed you. Sorry I disappointed you. Sorry I disappointed you.
Fucking Ramona. So then they get to Steve and Dan's store, which I thought she was saying Steve and Dan. Because it's Ramona, you know. She's like, right. Steve, Dan?
Which is across the Chico's. A store.
Oh, fitting.
Yeah.
And more affordable for these ladies. They probably went to Chico's and got what they're really going home with, because I doubt that they could afford this. Because Sonia walks right in. She's like, aren't you cute? Of course, to some. It's like, we know your vagina works, Sonia. Okay, congratulations.
Exactly.
She's like, aren't you cute? I'm fuckable. Is this chinchilla? I'm like, you guys are real fancy while you eat your bagel bites.
Yeah, exactly. You had to go all the way out to Great Neck to find a chinchilla. And the best was the way that everyone, all the people who work in the store were just, like, standing around, like, staring at them. Like, oh, my God. Today is the day. We're on Real Housewives of New York. Steven Dan is making its moves.
They're like, whoa, these ladies are tacky. And we're at Steven Dan.
They're like, we live on Long Island, okay? yeah, so they're all, like, you know, Ramona and Sonia are basically trying on different clothes. Like, they're in the zoo, you know, as in, like, they're in the cage and all the workers are just staring at them like, look, Real Housewives in the flesh, in the wild. So
Sonia's really becoming the comeback, that show with Lisa Kudrow. She stares right into the camera. She's like, look at Ramona putting her sticky fingers all over everything. I'm like, yes, Sonia, that's a camera. It's taking your every move down. Could you stop staring into it, please?
Everyone's like, my fingers are clean. I wiped my fingers on that chinchilla, so they're clean now.
It's like, Ramona, I'm looking for a rich boyfriend. Ramona has sticky fingers. And Ramona's like, I don't care. Sonia right now is ribbing me, okay? But she's just having fun, and I'm having a great time.
I'm having a great time. She's making me laugh. She's in a great mood. And you know what? I like it. This is the Sonia I like. And you know what? I like her right now. Now, excuse me. I'd like a salad. I'm not into Mexican food, so I'll pass on the chinchilla.
Meanwhile, cut to Sonia. She's dancing alone in the store going, Ramona, let's go bowling.
Yeah, what was that about?
Ramona goes, I'm going to go lesbian just so I could be with you and your cute little butt.
And we can go bowling together like two lesbos. We called les bowling. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go play softball.
Let's go toss balls around and be sporty and then recite poetry. That's what lesbians do, okay?
And I Sonia says, aren't we out? Oh, I'm sorry. You wish what, babe?
No. I can say it after yours. No, it's okay.
Sonia says, aren't we absolutely fab? And I was like, you are absolutely fabulous. That was about two pathetic women thinking they're like the most fabulous things in the world and treating everybody like, you know, like, oh my God, look at us, so rich. Is that a chinchilla? Well, they eat, you know, bagel bites.
Exactly. I was so hoping that Barb, a.k.a. Amanda's mom from Princesses Long Island, who worked at Warehouse in Great Neck, I was so hoping she would walk in with a bottle of Wishbone dress and be like, hi, gals. Do you find everything you need? Like the chinchilla?
You know what goes good with chinchilla? Ranch. You know who really gave the people? Paul Newman.
I may be Jewish, but I love my Italian dressings. Thanks, Wishbone.
God, I miss that show. Love you, Barb.
I know. I mean, we had amazing news this week that Project Runway is coming back to Bravo, which I think amazing. Is great. I'm so excited. But I think we need Princesses Long Island to come back too. As long as Project Runway is coming back, let's listen, Queer Eye is back, albeit on Netflix. Way to drop the ball, Bravo. So let's have some princesses, okay?
Okay. Okay. Princess Runway.
Princess.
I used to recap that over at TVgasm. I used to do video recap. I mean, I was obsessed with Project Runway, and then it just got to be too much. So I've taken a nice long break, and I cannot wait to recap that with you. We've never gotten to do that
together. We haven't. I'm so beyond excited because when it moved to Lifetime, I think I watched one or two seasons when it was on Lifetime, and then I couldn't keep up. There was just like too much, and I lost track. And I still watch here and there because, you know, Dom will watch it. But I used to love Project Runway, and I'm, like, ready for it to be back in my life, even though Michael Kors is no longer on it.
There, someone posted, like, a 10 minutes of Michael Kors being Michael Kors. Oh, so good.
It was, yeah. I'm very, very excited to welcome that into the Watcher Crappens family of recaps. So, but with that being said, where the fuck is our Princesses Long Island Season 2?
Well, you can't just kick Santa in the nuts. He gives you what he gives you.
Well, I think that Krampus would be delivering that one, not Santa.
Yeah, we'll just have to go to the bowels of hell to watch Princess of Long Island again with Krampus. So next up, we go to see Luann and her director!
Ben, he is our fellow TV Party app original series content creator. He has a show on it also. The Rimmel Hour,
sure I think. Does. We saw him on TV Party App. We were dying laughing. He's so funny. He's like, people who are mad at Sonya right now just don't get it.
Well, he's right. Because Sonya always winds up in shit. Like every other season she's in the shit. And last season she was like in a rare state of like not in the shit. And people liked her because she was like, I'm not drinking as much. And now I'm lucid. And now she's obviously drinking again. But but she always comes back. Everyone always likes Sonya, no matter what.
Yeah. Well, she makes you kind of... She gives you plenty of reasons to hate her, but I just can't. Well, I don't know why.
She's so daffy. I mean, she's totally deluded, but you gotta love her.
Yeah. And I do. That I do. So Lou shows up to this meeting in this gorgeous restaurant above it's in a pit of hell. Like, it's just all windows. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, girl. And she's like, well, I knew we were going to go cabaret hopping tonight, so I wore gold.
There's a new song I want to sing for my next cabaret act. It's called Good As Gold. Because we're good as gold.
Well, now we're aiming just about as high as I think we should be aiming, girl. Yes. He's like, where do we start? Where do we start? She goes, well, I sing for my friends all the time. I do dance music.
You know, it's me, Donna Summer, rest in peace. And I don't know, there was a band from the late 90s called Jellyhead. They had a song that I enjoyed.
The Beagles.
Have you ever heard of Who Let the Dogs Out? Who? Great dance song.
I love to do Ed M. Wow.
Ed M.
I mean, he was my neighbor once, and then he became a style of music. And I do him constantly.
I'm going to be opening up for something called Marshmallow. I don't really understand how a marshmallow can sing a song, but apparently he does. And I'm opening for him.
I'm opening for some gorillas. You know, gorillas have gotten fantastic with working an iPad.
Oh, hold on one second. I still owe money to my driver. I took the Venga bus here. The Venga bus is coming. Would you believe it, girls? The Venga bus.
Oh, Luann.
He's like, ow, why'd you slap me? He's like, sorry, you're in the way of my Macarena.
Vaya tu cuerpo su cría Macarena, okay?
Bethany's like, me too. Me too, honey, me too.
Mom, now let's make this quick. Saying. I'm meeting up with La Bouche afterwards.
So she's like, well, this whole idea of national tour, it scares me. I'm not going to lie, it scares me. And he goes, that's why you should do it. And she's like, yes, I run towards things that scare me. Parking meters. Poor people.
Swamps.
Policemen.
Bethany. Slimer. God.
I was going to say you can't top Bethany, and then you're like, Slimer.
Would you believe it, girls? I was in the library, and I saw this lady. It looked like she was reading a book. It looked like she was having a great time. And I was like, hey, girl, what are you reading? Is it something about dance music, my genre? And she was like, whoa. And she's a ghost.
Here's my one goal.
I ran right towards her.
here's my one goal with dance music. Make Billy Murray smile for once.
You know what I always run towards? Taco Tuesday. What a scary meal.
And she tells us, well, I sang on Broadway once. I was like, the street?
And afterwards, Liza Minnelli just looked at me like, girl. As in, girl, get out of my way. I'm trying to get into my taxi. I was on the street, yes.
Snap, girl. It's funny. And then she's like, well, you know, he goes, well, you've been busy. And she goes, yes, well, I've been married and getting divorced. You know, this is my outlet. I was like, could you maybe, I don't know, check into Zumba?
I always thought Woodbury Commons was my outlet, but this is instead. Get it? Little cabaret humor there. Cabaret.
I played Bravo. I mean, I played Broadway, otherwise known as Casino Morongo.
Dun, 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 dun. Da 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 da. That's the Morongo theme song. I'm doing a cover of it in my new act.
Dun dun da dun. Dun dun da dun. That's a good theme song.
Oh, O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
1-800-double-cars for kids. Donate your kids today. Olay!
That's how we got Noel his car.
So Ben's like, oh, you're married to me now. And she's like, oh, Ben, he knows everybody in the business. He's got my back, and he knows everybody's going to make the success. Billy Stritch, anybody? Now that's the goal.
I mean, would you believe it? He has his own show on TV Party app. So he's like, well, can you sing something? He's like, I don't want you to sing something fancy. I just want you to sing. Can you just like sing Happy Birthday? Like something real simple. I just want to hear your voice. Nothing special. She's like, well, well, you're lucky. As it turns out, I sing this at least once a year to myself. And just recently in the Hamptons, I got to sing it to Bethany. So here we go. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. You clutching your cheeks in my hands, and he goes, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Benny, baby, baby boy, boy,
oh
Benny,
my
boy,
God,
boy,
yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, 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 everything, girl.
That's
he was so fucking funny while she's singing this. They're like right in each other's faces. She's caressing his face. He's just saying yes, like you said.
It was
I was dying.
It was like the happy version of that time when Luann and Bethany got into a fight at the Berkshires, when they got right into each other's faces, and Luann was like, you're a slut, you're a slut. And Bethany got into her face and shook her head like, what else he got? What else he got? It was like that, but the happy, sweet, happy birthday version.
And this Ben guy was killing me because he's so shady, but he's smiling. And so she's like, oh, that was just Ben being a gay, you know, or whatever. Because he was saying so many shitty things and I was dying. She goes, well, Billy Stritch would be ideal. And he goes,
well, he did just get off tour with Tony Bennett. And you and Tony sing at the same key.
He goes, I don't think the voice even matters, which is also shit. He goes, but the good news is, I think you actually have a great voice, you know, for an Oscar the Grouch impersonator. Zing!
It's like, I love you.
Yeah, they had a weird moment where they, like, kissed each other, and she's like, let's do it again. Happy birthday, dude! They're like, okay, let's go to Puerto Rico.
They're kicking about. I know, Puerto Rico sounds less painful than this.
Yeah, I would actually agree. This is something that was like, Bethany's like, yeah, it's all right. You know, like, they don't have electricity here. They don't have plumbing. Everyone is destitute. But at least they're not listening to Luann sing, okay?
Hey, I ran out of gift cards, but I'm doing you the favor of not playing you a CD of Luann singing. So Bethany, you know, she has a charity. She has Skinny Girl. She has Skinny Jeans. She has all this stuff. And so now she's going to produce a new show called After Dark in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, it's like dark. It's like literally dark.
Dark. It's literally, there's no light, okay? Puerto Rico after dark is so dark.
It's like, they say there's no light, but then when you see there's no light, it's like, there's no light. Fundamental Observations by Bethany Frankel.
Yeah. And Dorinda's like, oh, they have a flashlight.
Jeez, people. So she's like, here's a Taco Bell gift certificate. Here's some rings. One says Taco, one says Bell. Have fun.
Yeah, and she just, you know, it was nice. I mean, people were crying in their arms. I mean, God, it must have just been a horrific situation. My friend's family's in Puerto Rico, and they didn't get power until, a month or two ago. I mean, I go without power for 2 days, and I'm already, clawing at the walls, you know, because I just have, immense, first world privilege. So I can't even imagine going 6 months. 6 months without power? I couldn't check my social media. I couldn't, you know, obviously it's way worse than that. I'm making a joke. Okay, everyone just calm down, okay? Honestly, just basic necessities, food, bathing, etc. I mean, horrific. So
no, Brandy was like, what is wrong with you? Because it goes from Luann to this, and I'm like, oh my God, I hate when I get sad. She's like, please stop. Yeah. I'm like, so then
it was a nice moment. And I actually do think, whatever, regardless of what people think about Bethany, I think she was doing, actually, I think she really did some great work. And she said that people were saying that some lady came up and was like, you're the first person from the States that's come here. And she was like, you know, I'm getting that a lot. And I don't think she was saying it to pat herself on the back. She was really saying a lot of people here, whatever the money, this money, it's not getting to them because they keep saying we're not getting anything. And so whatever you think about Bethany, you know, my friend Leah once said something that I thought was so wise. You know, someone was, this was back in college, so someone was bemoaning the fraternity system. Because, you know, whenever something goes wrong with the fraternity, people say, but we do so much charity, you know? And people are like, that's just to make themselves look good. And it's like, well, you know, whether it's to make yourself look good or whether it comes from a sincere place, at the end of the day, the wheelchair ramp got built, you know? So who the fuck cares with the intentions? And so here it's like, you can say whatever you want, but at the end of the day, these people all got a little bit of cash to help them get by. So you know what? Who are we? Who are we to judge?
Oh, well, we'll get to that.
Because actually, we're podcasters.
You can be a charitable asshole, okay? There is doing good while still being an asshole in other parts of your life. But yes, for now in this scene, yes. So, she's, and that's always the thing with Bethany. We were talking about it last week, when she had her discussion with Dorinda. I was prepared to be hating on Bethany for hours. And I was like, actually, she handled that with great sensitivity. So then it's back to Team Bethany, and then it's back, you know, it's just too much.
I've become actually very Team Bethany this season. I mean, I've always liked Bethany, even when she's driven me nuts. But I am feeling like I am seeing signs of old school Bethany this season, sort of rooting for the underdog, that kind of thing, which maybe it's calculated on her part. I don't care.
Okay. Well, my favorite part of this scene is at the end, they're together with all the people who have been helping with, you know, passing out the gift cards and stuff. And Dorinda is like,
you know what I never want to hear again? I could never. You know what people say? I could never,
which I think she means I just can't.
Yeah.
But she's like, you'd be surprised what you could do. So then she's like, all right, everybody, I'm going to give you a kiss and you pass it on.
Pass it on.
Someone's like, I could never do that. Actually, I don't think I could pass on a Dorinda kiss. Yes, you can. I mean, I think there's also a little bit of privilege that it's sort of funny talking about privilege when you're talking about charitable giving. But when she says in terms of being able to give up a week of your time to volunteer and be charitable, I actually do think there's a little bit of privilege in that, because some people really can't give up a week of work. You know, you want to be able to be charitable wherever you can, but you just can't, you know, you are scrapping to get by. So there is it's all you know, it's easy if you are a lady of the Upper East Side to be like, you know what, you can give. And maybe that's really who she was talking to, which is different. But, some people can't. So, I don't know. My privilege meter was going up. I like that that's where my privilege meter goes off. It's an entire episode, entire series about privilege. But that one, I'm like, wait a second, everyone, stop.
Yeah, there was a lot. Because, you know, they're talking about this horrible charity. And then it cuts to Dorinda sitting in front of a beautiful, you know, grand piano and, a gorgeous mansion apartment or whatever. But what are you supposed to do? Just be poor while you're being charitable?
It always reminds me. Did you ever see Everybody Says I Love You?
Uh-uh.
It was a movie musical. It was a Woody Allen movie musical, and Goldie Hawn plays this like bleeding heart liberal New Yorker, and she just gets like a guy out of jail. Like it was like Tim Roth, I think, and he's fully a criminal, and she's just like this Upper East Side lady who's just like, we have to do so much. I don't know why I thought about that.
Yes,
it's not like Dorinda's being like, you know,
no, but
dumb
it's
about
like
it,
a Real Housewives thing, because yeah. Real Housewives is all about doing charity. You know, all the ladies are always like doing charity parties and stuff like that, and it's like fabulously rich.
Yeah. Let's face it, it's time for a commercial break. I'm sorry, but if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set, okay?
Hi, it's Jamie Morton here, co-creator of My Dad Wrote a Porno, to tell you all about LaunchPod, a competition to find the next UK podcast hit. Alice, James and I came up with the idea for Porno after I discovered that my dad had been writing erotica in the garden shed. And 3 years on, we are about to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in June, which is pretty insane. Visit launchpod.org to win the chance to get your podcast brought to life by podcast experts Wise Buddha and Acast.
So did you watch the Coupon Cabin commercial?
This time I did, because we forgot to talk about it entirely last week.
Oh my god, it was so funny. Do you think it was written like this, or do you think it was really that much of a shit show that they were?
I think
just
it was
like,
a real shit show, because we could see that they couldn't act. They can't act normally like that. I think that they were like, you know what, let's just change the direction of this commercial because it's not working. I thought it was funny.
It was funny. They're all in an elevator and the boyfriends are in back. Well, except John. He's on the side. But Dorinda's like, why are you so giddy, Kinsley? And Tinsley's like, because it's payday.
Yeah.
And John's like, she didn't have a job. And her boyfriend goes, shopping is her job. And Tinsley's like, wait, I can't do this, you guys.
Yeah.
It's too lying.
Yeah, she's like, I need to know the motivation behind my character. Like, shopping is my job. Am I a personal shopper? Or do I just have to shop? Because am I trying to get away from something in my life? Guys.
And Fat Carol's finally like, you earn cash back. You earn cash back. You're done. Oh, we did it.
And then finally the announcer is like, making a commercial with the Real Housewives or whatever is and their boyfriends is hard. But Coupon Cabin is easy. I was like, you know what? I like that. I like what they did with that.
Yeah, being stuck in an elevator with John is hard. You can do anything.
He's like, anyone else here getting moist in this elevator? It's like, John.
The one who smelt the Delta.
So like over that. In a restaurant.
Magoo.
I don't know Magoo, I wrote that down. As Magoo. Ramona would say, Magoo.
Magoo.
Magoo. So Ramona, the first line of this is Ramona going, oh my God, this is so jammy.
I had to rewind so many parts of this scene because they were talking over each other, much like this podcast, so many times, and it was so dense with information, this scene. So I went over that one. I was like, did she say this is so jammy?
Yeah.
You hear jammy so or did you jammy. Hear Laurel?
Jammy, her wine. And Luann's like, oh, is that good? And she goes, it's $600. Hey, she's like, okay, I'll have some.
She's like, oh, I'd like a glass of that, please.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of $600 wine, how was Puerto Rico? And Bethany's like, you know what? I don't want to tell you. Dorinda can tell you her experience. Like, that's not what's important here. What's important here is what the time that Tinsley had with her boyfriend. Tinsley.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is I thought they'd be like, no, tell us about Puerto Rico. We really want to know. And Tinsley's like, okay, so we had, like, a really great time, and he took me away, and then, like, he got me another, like, month at the hotel room, and I was like, oh.
Why is she on the floor? I was just refueling it because I was so surprised.
Ma'am, we have a complimentary appetizer. She's on the floor again. She's on the floor.
Sonia's like, her boyfriend probably bought that.
Her boyfriend probably bought this restaurant. So Sonia actually shows up. And so she's sitting at the end. They've got basically like three little circle tables pushed together, which, by the way, I hate that. I don't know why. I hate when circle tables are pushed together. You know,
because it's like kind of forcing people to have their backs half turned to each other.
Yeah, and you don't have all the room. You know, it's like eating dinner off a coffee table is something else I really dislike. I like my food to be at a higher elevation. But yeah, circle tables pushed together. I'm like, ugh, how do you guys not have like rectangles, you know?
Yeah, especially when Sonya's there. She needs to feel special, okay? Sonya walks in, she's like, oh, look at me at the end of the table again. Well, I guess I'm getting used to it.
Well, actually, someone else, I forget who it was, but someone's like, oh, you're at the end. And she's like, yeah, look at me at the end. And they're like, why is Sonya always talking about how she's at the end of the table? I'm like, you are the ones who pointed out first, whoever said it.
I think it was Carol and Tinsley.
Probably.
So then Carol and Tinsley are at the other end of the round tables, which I guess aren't really ends, but they're at the other part of the circle. And they're like,
oh, I thought she was going to have a boyfriend. Or so, or who she date?
Oh, Sonya said, I'm dating a new guy, everybody.
Yeah.
And Bethany's like, the one from the, the one from 24 Hour Fitness or whatever she said.
Yeah.
And then, I'm so sorry.
Here, I can help.
My notes are ridiculous.
I can help. Someone
said, oh, I thought she was with Frenchie.
Well, no, okay. So, yes, someone... Okay, so someone said something about Frenchie. Tinsley said, was like, oh, I thought she was Rocco and Frenchie. And Carol's like, well, Frenchie, apparently his contract expired. And then they're just like making catty little quips down there in the corner, like laughing at Sonya. And I also want to add another thing, is that when Sonya said that, when she was like, I'm always at the end. And then Carol's like, okay, like relax, all right? Like the end is like a foot away from the beginning of the table. I'm like... Yeah, but, like, yes, of course you're all in earshot, but we all know when there's, like, a cluster of women all, like, literally around one of the circles, and then Sonya's stuck at the third circle, she's, like, the only resident of the third circle, to the point where they're like, you can get rid of the third circle, you know? Like,
yes,
she's at the end of the circles, okay?
Yeah, it's the Sonyas of Catan.
It like, is the Sonyas
of
Catan.
No one built a bridge to the Wool Town.
Yeah, she built her settlement on the desert by accident, or they forced her to build her settlement. Everyone took all the red numbers. Everyone built on the 8s and the 6s, and Sonya was left with like a 9 and a 2 and an 11. And she's like, I guess I'll take this one on like 2 wheat and a stone.
She's like, why is the dice shaped like that? They're like, shut up, Sonya.
They're always putting the robber on Sonya. She's like, well, he's handsome. I don't mind.
I'm dating a robber, girls.
So anyway, so back to that. So they're like, you know, like they're making quips about Frenchie and Sonya and being like really obnoxious at that end of the table.
Yeah, they're being catty. They don't look at her. They just talk to each other. Now, here's where this show, again, tricks you. Because let's not forget what Sonya was just saying. She just walked with Dorinda and was like, her boyfriend pays for anything. She doesn't do anything. She probably didn't even buy me that gift certificate. Nah. Sonya's horrible. Like,
yeah.
Sonya's sweet and nice when she wants to be, but she's fucking awful. And then we're supposed to feel bad for Sonya, which I did. I mean, I fall for it every time.
Yeah. Every time. I always fall for it. Because there's something, like, winsome about her, you know?
Yes, and Carol and Tinsley just don't pull off the mean girl thing. It's just mean. It's not fun. It's just gross.
There's something about someone like venting to a friend in like being like, well, you know, her friend does, you know, like someone gossiping and rumor mongering. It's like not a nice thing to do, but there's something that's like upfront and nasty about like whispering about someone right in front of them. That's like more hurtful. It's like malicious. It's like, I want to make you actively feel bad right now and feel left out, which one thing is not necessarily worse than the other, but I feel like it makes me feel more empathetic to Sonya.
Yeah. I mean, even Bethany's feeling sympathy, and is Bethany. She's
yeah.
like, oh my God, I feel bad for Sonya. She's like Bucktooth at the end of the table.
Yeah. Have a cash card, Sonya. But she, yeah, she's just like, Bethany's just like staring at Carol and Tinsley and not having it. And Sonya's like feeling, of course, really left out because basically she's like, Sonya's now doing the victim thing, which is like, well, I brought her to this group of friends and now we're not even friends anymore. And so Bethany, she does what she did. What was it like last week or 2 weeks ago when she basically is like, oh, let me clarify your storyline for you, Sonya. I'll say it yes. for you. And she's like, I just realized. So. She was at the bottom, and you brought her to New York, and she's staying in your house, and you introduced her to this friend group, and then through this friend group, she meets a guy, and then the guy whisks her off, and now you don't talk anymore. That would frustrate me.
Yeah, you're not here to fight for me, because Carol's totally ignoring me now that she likes Tinsley better. You're fighting for yourself, okay? And here's why. Because
yeah.
Bethany also will aim a weapon at somebody she doesn't like, which is kind of what she's doing.
Yeah, this
because
is her, like,
never, never forget how Bethany treated Sonya. I will never forget.
Okay. Exactly. But again, Bethany has a history of, like, lashing out and then being like, whoa, I was crazy. Although Bethany also does have a history of, like, losing best friends. So, you know... There's so many facets. But either way, you know, it's funny. I almost feel like her having this, like, faux epiphany of, like, whoa, I just realized why you're mad, because she came into your, you brought her into this group and now she's left you, which is like, yeah, that was like what all of last season was. She's just basically trying to give herself on camera some like higher ground to then go in on Tinsley and Carol.
Yeah. And then so Bethany turns to Sonia and basically does it for her.
Yeah.
Because she's like, look, like Sonia like says literally cuckoo crazy stuff, but like when you came here, it seems like you came here and you were at the bottom. And Carol's like, yeah, emotionally. She's, you know what, Carol? I'm talking to her. I'm talking to her. She goes, I just said emotionally, God.
Why do you think, like, what, you thought I meant like she's at the bottom of the universe? Like, of course, emotionally. Like, what's going on, Carol?
What do you think? I'm saying she's under Billy Ocean? Like what the hell do you think I'm talking about? What, Carol?
You think she's like robbing a casino? She's like one of the oceans? Huh?
What is this, Ocean's 8? Was Ocean's 11 like 5 minutes ago? Seriously?
Well, you think she's like Sandra Bullock or something? Like in the new Oceans? Like Lady Oceans?
Oh my God, can we take a moment to say, I love you, Sandra Bullock. Okay.
Of course. Anytime you ever want to do that. I loved Sandra Bullock since like early 91 when I saw her in like whatever it was, like Love Potion number 9. I have been an early Sandra Bullock adopter.
Love her, in love with her, want to be her, can't be her, always will try. Love you. Love you.
If you ever want to come on the podcast, Sandy.
Hey, Sandra Bullock, I will never hurt you.
We will never hurt you.
Telling you that. I love you so much.
You know what the best part is that like it's so easy. You could probably do this podcast while you are sleeping. Get it? No.
Yes, I'll be Peter Gallagher because I'm obsessed with eyebrows.
I'll be Bill Pullman because I'm obsessed with lying in a coma.
Also, yeah, I do have a hospital bed, so I should be the one in the coma. Wasn't Peter Gallagher the one in the coma?
Oh, yeah.
Really? She was pretending she was married to Peter Gallagher, who was in a coma.
And she falls for Bill Pullman?
That seems wrong. I don't know. He caught her or something. Who knows?
Yeah, it was something. Well, she fell for Peter Gallagher, but then she starts to develop a real relationship with Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Seems backwards.
Right. But that's what makes Sandra Bullock great, because she's Sandra Bullock. She could do backwards things and make them work.
Magic! You are magical! Let's get Billy Stritch.
So Tinsley's like, all right. So I was at the bottom emotionally, yes. And Bethany goes, and socially. And then Luann goes, and socially. And Bethany's like, and reputationally, yes. Yes.
Yes.
We're just like piling on. You were just terrible. I mean, you were basically like gum on the bottom of all of our shoes. I mean, yes, it's true, Tinsley. It's true.
It's like when I'm sitting at a table that's a little bit short and I walk away with gum on my knee, Tinsley.
You were basically like a standard small mattress on a giant bed spring, as opposed to all of us who are a queen mattress on a king. What am I talking about, Luann?
Yes.
So Tinsley's like, where is this coming from? Bethany is picking on me.
Well, yeah, and Sonia's like, well, she told me she had no friends and needed help. And then Tinsley's like, Sonia, a lie again. And Bethany's like, she didn't lie. She didn't say anything. She's like, she just said something. No. And then Carol's like, play fair. And Bethany goes, no, here's what she said. She said that she's had no friends. She said that. She didn't say that you had no friends. She said that you had said that you had no friends. It's like, it was like so, like, I was like, what?
No, she said, tangled. You said you had no friends. It's like, whoa. It's like a Bethany puzzle where she's one of those animals that just confuses you before they kill you, just so you'll stop running. You know, it's like,
she said,
and you're missing your face.
Yeah, she's like an anglerfish with a little light. You're like, huh? What? Huh? Ah! And then so in the middle of all this, because now Tinsley's getting worked up. She's like, it's not fair. And then finally people are like, let's keep our voices down. Carol's like, shush, 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 shush. Carol does that annoying shushing. Did you notice the way she shushed? She is an annoying shusher. She like flaps her hands a little bit and she goes, okay, shush, 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 shush. I'm like,
shush.
Yeah, I don't like the way she shushed everyone.
But Carol's being an asshole in this scene. But then she's trying to stick up for Tinsley, and Bethany's trying to stick up for Sonia, which, I mean, is herself. And Carol's basically fighting passively aggressive against Bethany for herself. Yep. And it's just classic Housewives, because they all just start talking over each other. I'm dying. Brandy's just looking at me like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
It was so good. And she goes,
I don't know what's up. Bethany has to jump in to spin Sonia's story again, and there's no story there. It's just mean girl gossip.
Excuse you?
Yeah. Come on. So then they start fighting about screaming, about making too much noise. And Carol's like,
We've all screamed before. Bethany, you're a screamer. You have to admit, you're a screamer.
She's like, you know what? Here's what I'm going to scream about. You always defend the person sitting next to you. Like, whoever's next to you, you're going to defend them. Well, maybe not Luann.
Excuse me, I can defend myself. 3, 2, 1. Defending myself, I can do it myself. Death music.
Don't say me when it's you who's doing it. 2, 3, 4. 6, 7, 8. What's after 8? Is this in 2, 4, 4, 4, or 3, 4? Anyone?
Run away, run away, run away to save your life.
That's dance music from the real McCoy.
Dancing on my own. Here I am, a Lou in the corner. Why don't you kiss her?
Freedom is a dancer. It's a something prancer. It's the holidays after all.
I'm a dancer. A dancer dances.
Like, sit down, Luann. And Ramona, meanwhile, is like, jammy. It's jammy.
It's very jammy in here. It's not like jelly. It's jammy. Feel jammy. So
Bethany and Carol basically start to squabble. And Sonia's like, so the ladies are like, you be quiet. You be quiet. You started it. And then Sonia goes, well, all I wanted was a text saying thanks for cleaning your room.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now suddenly Sonia like pulls back. She just wants a little bit of that. But then, Tinsley's like, she's having a tantrum. She's like, this is such bullshit. This is such bullshit. And Luann just goes, think about it. Think about it. and then Carol again goes, Bethany, you yell more than anyone. And Tinsley's like, I've tried to be grateful. I've tried to be very grateful. And Ramona goes, whoa, there are people eating. And Tinsley goes, it's a loud restaurant. I'm just like, and this is all happening all at once. And Luann's like, well, I mean, polite people don't raise their voices like that.
And Sonia's like, I just wanted to text. And then Carol goes, oh, be quiet, Sonia. And Bethany goes, oh, yeah. What, you're going to be up for her? You're going to be up for Tinsley now, huh? Are you up for Tinsley? She goes, I just told you to be quiet, Bethany. God, why are you coming for me? Get off my jock. Which I don't know if she's using Bethany's lines against her.
Well, she's being like,
I think, but then she does it again in her blog. And it's like, Carol, you're just reminding people that you can't really pull this off.
Well, I mean, she's basically using her words against her, although it is kind of funny because Bethany's saying you don't have your own voice. But then, so they keep telling Tinsley to be quiet, and she's like, I don't know what else to do. How else do I get my point across? Luann goes, well, you could talk without yelling. Which I just love when the Countess reappears. She's like, goes from, like, the cabaret, Countess goes away, and Countess comes back, you know?
Yes, and it's Luann and Ramona who are in agreement, which Ramona is hilarious because Ramona's a Ramonster, you know, yeah. We all know. And so Luann's like, there's something here. And Ramona goes, anger. It's anger. She's, yes, anger.
It's really sad, actually.
Really sad, actually.
Very sad.
What a shame. Like, we're not getting anywhere. She goes, we're not getting anywhere. And Tinsley goes, yeah, circles.
Yeah. Well, but most importantly, the most important thing is that Bethany says, listen, I love you. We're good friends, okay? But you have a pattern.
I love you, too.
Yeah, whatever. Stop yelling. So here's the thing. You have a pattern of whether it's me or Heather or Tinsley. You're like, you don't say your own thing. And Luann just goes, oh.
It's been sad. Cheers, harumph.
And then Carol goes, I'm ride or die, honey. I'm a great friend. Okay, you know what? I said that already.
You talk so much, it's like a marathon.
Holla! Yeah, see, you just stole that from Heather.
So next up is Carol hugging some lady in an office. That's what I wrote.
Yeah,
Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yeah, there's a lady named Michelle, and Carol speaks so much about Michelle. I was actually thinking that she was going to be a new friend of, but this show doesn't really have friend ofs because the main women are already so much. So, yeah, Carol's at Cosmo, and she's wearing a black dress with, like, this hat. Did you see it had this, like, strip that was cut out of it, like a cutout that was, like, this narrow strip? It looked like a Bon Bell cheese thing when you pull on the tab and pull the wax strip off. It looks like someone did that to Carol's dress.
Except there's no cheese inside Carol ever. You know that she's, like, never, ever going to eat a piece of cheese.
Yeah, she's, like, reverse Bon Bell. You're like, oh, wait, this isn't as fun.
It's called Fashion of a Last Summer. My last summer, I'm going for Bon Bell chic. And pajamas.
Yeah. So she's there. because she hasn't written in a few years, and she's maybe going to start doing a monthly article. And she's saying how she could write her Me Too story, and like how she once was like propositioned by a guy who's like, if you rub my nipples, I'm going to come. So
yeah, fun times.
Yeah.
She goes, how long does it have to be? Lady goes, a page. And she goes, that's it. Maybe it should be called There's Not Much on My Mind.
Could you please stop yelling? Thank you.
So Brandy, I'm sorry, Brandy, my friend. She goes, this is not my city. I don't know where the fuck these people are living. I've never seen, where are these places? Like, she's screaming at the TV because next we go to another fancy-ass restaurant. She's like, God, I'm poor. Like, Brandy's having a breakdown on the end of the couch. And it's drinking Bethany having lunch.
Yeah, they're having lunch. And first they're like, remembering Puerto Rico. And Dorinda's like, yeah, you know, Puerto Rico, it really changed my mindset. You know, I used to wake up and drink coffee and read the newspaper, but now I just sit.
It quiets my mind.
And then she starts tapping her temple.
Quiets my mind. You know what? I slept 2 days after Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
I
slept it off, girl.
Yeah, exactly. That's because you were wasted the entire time.
Yeah. So she's like, sorry, I missed dinner. And Bethany's, oh, yeah? You want to know what happened to dinner? She said, I said, they said, they said. Sonia, poor Sonia.
Kenzie wouldn't stop yelling. Carol was like yelling with it. Everyone's yelling. It was jammy in there. Yeah. And then
Sonia gave Tinsley a leg up, and you know, Tinsley just needs to give Sonia a leg up. I mean, God knows she's got a legs up on her own, you know, enough. But maybe it's time for Sonia to stop lifting her legs up on her own and get a leg up from someone else, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah. Dorinda's just tapping her temples like
take me back to Puerto Rico. Yeah, so Bethany's like, yeah. And then like Carol, like she just jumped down my throat, like right after I jumped down her throat. It's like, why are you jumping down my throat after I jumped down your throat? Like, I'm the only one who jumps down throats. Like, I'm the only throat person. Like, literally, like if you jump down my throat, like honestly, just like, just stay there. Just stay there and suffocate me so I can just die. Just kill me right now.
Oh, by the way, have I ruined anybody else here? Oh, let's ruin Adam. Okay.
Well, like before that,
we had our appetizers.
Before that, though, Bethany's like talking about the Carol thing about, like, you know, like, she doesn't have her own identity. Like have your own identity. Have your own argument, you know? Like, please don't jump into everyone else's argument. I'm like, you realize that you jumped into Sonia's argument with Tinsley, right? Like,
yeah. This whole conversation is about you fighting for Sonia.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, now Adam. Now the Adam part.
Okay. So, Dorinda's like, well, do you think... Oh, Dorinda's Carol.
Yeah. Dorinda's like, do you think it's changed your relationship with Carol?
And she's like, well, you know what? I'm knee-deep in Puerto Rico. Which I just thought was a funny way to say it.
I'm knee deep in Puerto Rico. It's like, seriously, get more shallow, Puerto Rico.
So she starts talking about Adam. She's like, I asked Adam to be a part of this journey as a photographer, and I emailed, and he said, what's a comp? What's a comp? And in this process and journey, like, no one's asked me, what's a comp? What's a comp? You know, like, there's people, there's nurses, there's teachers, they don't ask about the comp. I mean, he asked about the comp. The comp. The comp. The comp. The comp.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and she's like, well, yeah, it sort of like rubbed me the wrong way, you know? And Renee's like, that's horrifying. I don't think it's actually the most horrifying thing in the world. Like, it may have been, like, a little tone deaf of him. Like, it's a charity thing and everyone's donating and then he's asking for money. But I also think that, like, it's reasonable for him to say if there's any money involved, you know? And then, like, Bethany was like, no, that's not. And he's like, okay, well, like, he basically was like, I can't do it because I can't take off a week of work. Which just kind of gets back to what we were saying before. I mean, sort of, because is Adam working so hard with his photography that, like, he can't take a break from it?
Yeah, I mean, he's working, you know, he has a fucking career. Well, Carol's blog is scathing. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it this week, but whoa, Carol is really just going there in her Bravo blogs. If you guys aren't reading them, go read it. But basically, she's coming after Bethany for even... message. She's like,
have one of your best friends ever asked your boyfriend to go to Houston before they even told you? Yeah, that happened. But that's next week. For now, Adam works and he started his own charity building houses in Nicaragua and,
you know, going on saying like he's already doing charity. He does all this stuff all the time. And to be calling out, you know, somebody is just not cool. It's like charity shaming somebody. Then you're not the only buddy the only person who's ever done anything ever, lady.
Yeah, I can only imagine, like, the thing that must have set off Bethany was maybe the candor of his texts or whatever. But I just don't think it's, like, the end of the world if you ask someone like Adam, you know, hey, can you like shoot this? And then he's like, is there any money in it? And no, okay, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Like the only way I think it would rub someone the wrong way. Well, maybe Bethany is thinking like, hey, I'm Bethany Frankel. And this is a good opportunity for you because who are you in this world? Adrian Maloof, you know, and he was basically turning down an opportunity to like, you know.
I don't know. She's also saying, do you want to come take pictures of me giving money to people? It's not like she's saying, do you want to go give out gift cards? And he's saying, how much are you going to pay me? She's asking someone for their service, you know, which is different. And Carol also said in her blog, God, I can't believe I'm even standing up for Carol. I feel so weird. But Carol also said,
but Adam couldn't go because he had work. But then, of course, Bethany paid a photographer to go with her. And you can catch all of her selfies on her Instagram.
It's like, yikes. But she's got a point. You know, I feel like she's totally got a point.
Yeah.
And she's really just using this to be an asshole because she's mad at Carol. And it's like now she's using the charity against people. And it's not cool. You shouldn't be talking about how much people gave you at all anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave? Who didn't give? You know, she's just using it like an asshole. It's like she's doing a good thing, but she's being a dick about it in her personal life.
Right. No, I agree.
My opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think. Oh, and also, by the way, I also have to say this, you know. I mean, I think we all are fully, you know, like, obviously what happened in Puerto Rico is and what continues to happen there is like terrible. But I also fully believe that just because this is a cause that Bethany feels very, very strong about doesn't mean that therefore everyone else has to feel the same strength about it. It's not to take away what's gone on in there, but it's like he just also may not have wanted to go to Puerto Rico for a week, you know, and like, sure, that would have been the noble thing to do, but like, maybe he just didn't want to go. Maybe he just didn't want to do it. Like, that's a reasonable thing, yeah. You know.
Well,
like,
she's attacking him on national TV to go after Carol, and it's just kind of a dick move, you know. So she's like, well, you know, you don't need to say everything you feel, okay? It's like when your mom doesn't know your boyfriend, and it's like PR, but you know, it's like Puerto Rico. You know, we've just been on different pages. I can't say things to her about Adam, but I told her like he's an operator. You know,
yeah.
And she said, well, everyone's an opportunist and operator, and that's called being a good business person. You know, I just don't know. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So now he's just a user because you're mad at Carol. So Dorinda goes,
so do you think you're on different?
And Bethany goes, pages, we're on different pages. And she goes,
like roads. Zoom, zoom.
And then she makes her fingers go in different directions.
Yeah.
Dorinda can make anything light.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, I'm also not going to discredit Bethany's instinct for saying that Adam is an operator. Do you like how I'm doing this? I'm playing both sides because I think it's also totally feasible that Adam is an operator, whatever she means by that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think I don't have an opinion on Adam. I just think that's really a dick move to be railing on someone's boyfriend on national TV just because you're mad at your friend.
Yeah.
And it's so Bethany to be get that dark, you know. And then she's like, well, I just think that, you know, maybe Tinsley and Carol have more in common now because Tinsley, just like Tinsley, Carol's not married. She doesn't have kids and she doesn't have a career. So.
I was like, oh, the shade just came out.
You see?
I'm not mad at that.
Then she goes, well, Carol has a book party coming up. It's not for one of the – it's not for anything she wrote. It's for Duff.
Yeah,
Jesus, Bethany.
I actually really enjoy Bethany going for the jugular with the shade. I don't know. I do. I don't think that she is right for – I'm not even right. I think she made a mountain out of a molehill over Adam. But the shade is wonderful. I'm here for it.
Well, hello. Yeah, that's why we watch it.
Yeah. So now we go to Sonia at home. Sonia, we're at the townhouse, and Sonia's looking at a cushion. She finds a stain, and she's like, oh, this is from Pickles. I was like, oh, my God. Memories of Pickles, like, immortalized in a stain on the couch.
No kidding. She finally just shrunk Pickles into, like, a little tiny head or something. It's like, what is that? Bodily fluids? That's a huge stain. What did Pickles do?
And why was it not fixed all these years?
It's so Sonia. So Ramona and Lou come over, and Sonia's like, girls, I just want to get this place rented. I cleaned everything. And then they show all of her nasty shit again.
Yeah. Luann's like, well, I'm elated that Sonia's finally doing something about leaving her townhouse. It's happening. Hallelujah. 3, 2, 1. I'm moving out of the townhouse. I'm moving up to apartments. I'm moving sideways into a cabaret to dance the night away.
Three, two, one, hit it, boys. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Can't say hallelujah without Lou.
Hey, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, neighbor, lend me some sugar.
So Sonia's like, I invited you guys to help me paint the patio furniture. I got hats, gloves, roller trays, rubber throws, different shoes, goggles. Like, just buy furniture. Just buy new furniture.
I know, and Luann goes, oh my gosh, are we actually getting into worker suits? Would you believe it, girls? Dress like a common worker.
And they showed the common workers on the building next to them, just laughing down at them. They're watching these idiots just scratching up.
So they have to, like, they're going to be painting these chairs, doing some touch-ups, making them look nice. And so Ramona's, they're getting into these suits. Ramona's like, whoa, look at this. My crotch is so low. And Luann's like, well, my fit's just right. She goes, well, that's because you're Luann. And Luann goes, because I'm tall, baby. And Ramona goes, yeah, like a man.
What did you think about that fight at Magoo?
I was blinded by that restaurant.
Blinded by Magoo.
Magoo. Magoo. My lady Magoo humps. Sorry, I was trying to do a dance song too.
Well, Tinsley could be a little grateful. And she goes, oh, well, Bethany said the Carol is a puppet. And I don't think the Carol is a puppet. And Luann's like, well, you know, her life did come 360. Ramona goes, no, that's when it goes all the way around. You mean 180.
She's like, whatever, I'm just a man, a tall man over here, Ramona.
A tall man who doesn't have to worry about getting things wrong because it's white male privilege, that's me.
And Luann goes, Sonia's like, well, I just don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah. And Luann goes, well, you know, with Tinsley, she came here. She came out from being arrested, right? And then the music goes, ding. Like, it was their little chime of foreshadow.
Yep, like, your turn. It's like, yep. 5 minutes until your turn, okay, lady? And then they start painting, and Lee goes, oh, wow, look at this paint. It's amazing. It covers up the bird crap and everything.
Wow, who'd have thought? Paint actually covers up other things.
It's got this bird poop chips coming off of that, whoever is so unlucky enough to rent that
place. Sonia's like, yes. Bird poop, as she like, by the way, the toilet's not working anymore. It's Blackberry in there for 3 years.
Just paint over it.
Yeah.
She's trying to paint the water in the toilet. Okay, so Carol is up next at this charity event for Duffy.
Karen Duffy of Dumb and Dumber.
Also, Gina Davis's twin. I was like, Gina Davis, is that you? She looks like younger Gina Davis to me, personally.
Yeah, so Carol and Duff are, they've been friends for years and years and years, and Duff wrote a book about chronic pain or whatever.
And then they're wrapping bracelet flasks, which is so perfect for chronic pain.
Yeah, exactly. So they're there, and then Luann and Ramona show up, and they're like knocking, and I guess there's some sort of bouncer or whatever, and Luann's like, Luann and Ramona, we're here. The dance party's here.
Like, wow, what a great charity. And Ramona's like, is there a coat check?
Let's face it, I'm still standing here with my coat on. Are you coat check? Are you? I'm sorry. But if I were to ever tell my best friend / daughter, Avery, to come to this party, she'd be like, Mom, I'm sorry. I can't come because there's no coat check. And it's just rude. It's day class say. I'm sorry.
Okay. So yeah, she's checking her coat, and so then she's starting immediately trouble because she's Ramona, yes. You know. So she goes up to Carol. She's like, "Oh my god, have you ever gotten a check on your coat? It's crazy. My coat just paid the check for lunch at Magoo. Oh, by the way, I told the girls you have a voice now, and I love it. I love it. You have a voice. I voted for you on The Voice. So whoa, good.
Watch this. I'm facing this way, and now I'm swiveling over this way. I just swiveled in my chair to look at your voice." I want you on my team. Stand tall. Stand proud. Voices that carry calling out loud. Okay. What'd you say?
I just saved you. You just got the Alicia Keys save. Here's what I wanted to say about your song. It was Toonie and Tuno. Okay? Think about a tuna. If you want to be in tuna. So Ramona's like, yes, I love it. You have a voice, you have teeth and a throat. And I bet you said.
Wah, 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 wah.
Na, 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 na. And Bethany said, you're a puppet of Heather, okay? And then the puppet of me. And then the puppet of Tinsley. It's like Ramona's bad grammar is amazing three times in a row like that.
I also like how she says Tinsley. She goes, Tinsley.
Yeah, Tinsley. You're the puppet of Tinsley.
Tinsley.
Carol goes,
did she Tinsley. Say that?
Which part? Tinsley? That you have teeth? Or that somebody's a puppet of?
I think she used the word puppet. She may have called you a whore. I'm not sure. Maybe a whore puppet. I don't know. Maybe a marionette. Okay?
And Carol's like,
she wouldn't say that. She didn't say that.
She goes, she did. Yes, she did. And then they show the clip, and Brandy is just odd. She goes, she didn't say that.
She didn't.
She's so into it now, by the way, Brandy. Well, she never said the word puppet.
But it wasn't, honestly, it wasn't even a puppet thing. To say that someone always takes the side of someone who's next to them does not, puppet is very different. Puppet means you're manipulated and someone controls you, but to just always kind of like take on the argument of whoever you're with, that's not really puppetry. That's more. Well,
Bethany cops to it, though.
She does. Yeah, she definitely does. Yeah.
So Ramona's like, maybe you didn't hear it, but she did say it. And she goes, no, she didn't. She's like, yes, she did. So Carol's like,
okay, I have a feeling this is Ramona talking and not Bethany.
And the Ramona goes, well, maybe she meant defend. Okay, maybe. Because she knows she's going to go right after Bethany.
Yeah, right. She's like, no, I can't remember exactly right. Because you know what I've had? I've had one too many glasses of booze. I had four glasses in front of me instead of three. And now I'm all screwed up and turned around, puppet.
Have you ever had a glass of jammy? Really clogged your throat.
So then Dorinda shows up and like immediately a glass breaks. It's like, and then Bethany arrives, and of course Bethany has classic Bethany. Just, hi, what's going on? Huh? Oh yeah, hi. I've been here before. Yeah, I've been here before. Was this a townhouse? Yeah. Okay. Nice staircase. Is the staircase that goes to the second floor? Okay. Yeah, I got it. I figured it out. Bathroom on the first floor. Bathroom on the second floor. Okay. Yeah.
I have a club soda. I'll have a flat water.
I was like, dun, dun, dun.
Hi, how are you? Hey, wasn't Sonia's cover party for the magazine here? The Latina magazine? Huh? Yeah? Hi.
Hey, Carol, congratulations on that book you didn't write. And Carol's like,
oh, well, Ramona snapped and said, you didn't say I'm a puppet the other day, right?
And then it's like, dun, dun, dun. And it goes to commercial, and there's this Latuda commercial, and they're always on. I don't know why I noticed this. It's some drug. And it says on the bottom, avoid grapefruit juice and grapefruits and heavy machinery.
Damn it. I was just going to have a grapefruit before I operated that crane today. Guess I'm doing nothing. Day off.
So good. So then we cut back.
Grapefruits and heavy machinery.
You can't make that shit up. That
Annabelle
is hilarious.
DeSisto should rename her podcast. Instead of Adderall and compliments, that's grapefruits and heavy machinery. Grapefruits and forklifts.
So Bethany's like, no, I don't think I use that word. I haven't even seen Ramona since that dinner. And she goes,
yeah, but she said it. Magoo, said it. And you said that. You know what? Never mind. And she's like, okay, never mind. Yeah,
and then she tells us, she goes, no. Did I say that you jump on opinions and you're moved by other people pulling strings like you're, you know, useless unless someone's pulling your strings and telling you what to say? Yes, I did use, but did I mean, use the word puppet? No.
I mean, do you look sort of like something that would show up at the end of an opening credits and try to blow a horn and blow up its face instead? Yeah, maybe.
Do you look like your last name should be Duty? Yes, probably.
Do you look like you're about to get into a caper in London or go to take over Manhattan? Yeah, maybe. Do you look like there may be like a baby version of you that's like animated and you go on like little adventures? Like, yeah, okay, maybe.
Are you a boss, baby? She's like moving to Pixar. Okay, I've just moved back to Bethany to Pixar, which means it's time to end this run.
So Tinsley arrives. She's like, hi. And then...
can we talk about Tinsley's dress? I have to.
Yes.
So we make fun of Tinsley's outfits because she always wears like a baby doll top. Yeah. Like a little girl with the collar. Like she always wears a baby doll top.
Yeah.
So this season she's like, I'm not just going to dress like a baby doll. So it's like a baby doll top still, but then like a see-through tutu dress.
Yeah, I was getting some sort of like weird pilgrim vibe off of it.
Yes, it was like showgirl pilgrim.
Yeah. Plymouth Plymouth Rock Puta or something like that, you know?
Plymouth Cock. I'm thinking of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, because I watched that recently. A cock in a frock on a rock.
Oh, God. I remember seeing, when you said that, she said that, I was like, that was the funniest thing I ever heard.
I know.
Cock with a frock on a rock. Oh, my God.
We so, love a rhyme, Ben. We love a rhyme.
I know, we do. So Bethany goes up to Ramona and is like, hey, why'd you tell Carol I said she was a puppet? I never said that. She was like, that was my impression. That's my interpretation. She's like, oh, so you're doing interpretations now? And Wayne goes, she's interpreting. She's an interpreter for the UN now. Get it, girls? I'll just make jokes here on the side.
Oh, so this should turn into a big fight, but it doesn't seem like it's going to. Yeah. They kind of end it. And yeah, Luann's like, it was just her interpretation. For example, Old Man River. That Old Man River. It's called an interpretation. Now it's Luann River. You see how that works?
I'm going to go down to the river and pray.
Luboat.
Everybody dance now. Lou, 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 Lou. That's by Lou and Lou Music Factory.
Lou and Lou Music Factory. Don't go chasing Luther Falls.
Oh my God, that reminds me, I had a dream about TLC last night. Not even lying.
What'd you dream?
I don't remember. Just like when you said TLC, it just like I gave it that moment. I think I just was listening to their songs. I think it was like
I think you've been watching too much mundane. Trading Spaces. And I, that's oh, on well, TLC.
I watched Trading Spaces last night.
There you go. I called it. Do I know my dinner? Yeah. What?
One quick aside. Okay. This what's the name of the Southern lady with the red hair? You know which one?
Oh, I forget her name, but she's like kind of like Grace Adler from Will and Grace, designer on Will and Grace.
So she did a really good room, and this lady did not like it. It was so obnoxious. I was like, you should be so thankful that you got this instead of Hildy Santos Thomas making a room for Prince, okay? Which we all
and
saw
I'm
how
kidding.
That. Yeah.
Thank the lady who looks like Annie Potts. Don't be mean to her.
Yeah, thank you.
Just mean to Annie Potts. Nobody with a brain, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe Delta Burke. But so Dorinda starts handing out, she's handing out envelopes to everyone because they're all going to be going to the Berkshires next week and they're going to do a murder mystery. So they all get their characters. So Dorinda is Tammy Temperance, who is all about no booze in the state of Massachusetts, which is hilariously off-brand for her.
It's about the state as a whole.
Yeah. Bethany is Humility Wharton. It's kind of funny. I guess she's a businesswoman. Tinsley is Nell Neighbors, because she's like a nosy neighbor from next door. Carol is Polly Political, and Carol's like, I have to dress like a 1920s congresswoman. I'm like, you know what? Have you seen your wardrobe? It's like not that different.
Can it be a 1920s congresswoman in her pajamas?
Can I take out a Bond Bell strip from my 1920s congresswoman top?
Well, I'm Jeannie Minaj.
Yeah, I liked actually that Luann's was actually Jean Minaj, but she already like turned into Jeannie. Oh, I'm just Jeannie Minaj.
Ramona's like, is that a man?
And what was Ramona's? Is something bird song?
Magusinga. Okay. And Sonia is, I'm Ariana Antipasta. She's known for her
Maria
cooking.
Antipasta.
Oh, Maria Antipasta. She's known for her cooking, but not in the kitchen. Of the book. Ah, Antipasta. It's like, please make Sonia say Antipasta in a bad Italian accent 20 more times because it's making my night.
I'm so impressed that Sonia read her name correctly. I thought she was going to open up and be like, oh, and I'm playing Ariana Grande. It's like,
She's licking donuts the whole time. Like I think she misread her card.
Tinsley pulls Sonia aside and is like, okay, so I just want to like squash this. Like, if I ever gave you the impression that I was not grateful for staying with you, I've always been grateful and like I'm forever grateful. And like, if you have an issue with me, like come directly to me. Like, I just want. And she's like, yeah, I want to go back to like where we get drinks or like let's go shopping.
I just want to keep it easy. And so then Luann hears and she's like, Sonia's saying it's all in the past. It's a breakthrough.
That's going to be my name of my next dance song.
Three, two, one. Breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Starring my good friend, the Kool-Aid Man.
Hit it, Kool-Aid. I said, hit it, Kool-Aid. Oh, God damn it. Where is that guy?
Dorinda just breaks through a wall.
John shows up.
Yeah, John.
He's like, someone's got a spot.
So Dorinda is over there leshing it out. She's like, what should you do tonight? Everyone's like, about the relationship? She's like, yeah, the relationship. And so Luann walks up. She's like, what are you talking about, girls?
Yeah, and Dorinda's like, well, I saw Tom. He was wandering around with some other tramp. And what kind of person throws a New Year's party on a boat that has your engagement party on?
I know. She's shaking her head like, I've heard it. Listen, Billy Stretch tells me everything.
Dorinda's yeah. like, well, of course, I heard it. And couldn't wait to run back and report it to land.
And I said, don't ever bring one of your tramps to my table again. I'm like, you were in the supermarket and you were looking at a tabloid.
Like, listen here, I don't ever want to see that roasted chicken in my goddamn face again.
You know, she goes to the cashier, hey, I want you to kick this man right out of the supermarket right now. They're like, ma'am, you're pointing out People magazine. Yes, and get him right out of here. He is a People
yes,
person.
I am pointing at you, you box head.
Like, ma'am, that's a self-checkout computer.
Wants me to put something inside of her. No, I don't go that way. Okay, you know what I do? I take tippet roads, point left, point right.
Bazoom, bazoom. She goes, it's dick. It's just disrespectful. And Timothy goes, disrespectful? Blah! She goes, I said disrespectful and disgusting. I said, don't bring one of your roast chicken tramps in my face and check out.
I think they kicked me out after that.
Oh, my God.
So oh my good. God. And then someone, Carol spills, and it's all over poor Duff. Like, what a yeah. Duff do? She's got chronic pain. She's got all these ladies yelling at her party. And so Carol spills all over her books. Well, and it turns yeah. out it's because they're those little champagne yes. glasses made out of plastic, and the bottom falls off.
I know. They actually caught, like, the origins of the spill on camera, which was amazing. I thought it was funny that they had a cutaway to the bottom of the champagne flute, like, falling off with the glass, whatever. And I was like, ah, oh, that's funny. I was like, I hate those cups like that. But then when she actually put down her cup and it spilled everywhere, I was like, oh, there was a payoff.
Yeah, you see, the show, it comes full circle. It comes 180.
180, and then it goes another 180, and it goes 180 again.
Now with the tail on the donkey, okay?
Little man, let's go back to Great Neck, okay?
And that's the end of New York City.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for Berkshire's episode next week. It looks like Carol and Bethany, their feud is going to continue. I like the slow build of their feud. I think it's a nice change of pace. You know, normally we just, a lot of reality shows, something happens in between seasons and they're angry and we see a bunch of tweets on screen and they're just screaming. But now we're seeing like a nice slow build. I love it.
I do too, because Carol really doesn't know what's going on yet.
Yeah.
And that's fun. It's like a surprise, you know, it's fun watching her face go.
Oh, well, I still support. Here we go.
Well, it seems like Carol does seem a little blindsided by this, but at the same time, Bethany seems like she's feeling like she's being left out. So it's not like Carol is this Miss Innocent in this rift. So I'm interested to see. I want to know what really happened. Where did it start to go awry?
I guess over the summer, I don't know.
You don't you have know to what? Answer.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Answer. I don't.
There's certain things in this universe we'll never understand and we'll never know.
Yes, like most of the women on this show.
Yeah, like what's beyond?
There's never really an answer. Yeah, it's like when you get to the edge of a video game and you just keep hitting an invisible wall, but you keep playing it.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, wrap it up, man.
So you guys, guess what? Nashville is already on sale. So go buy tickets if you want to see us in Nashville, Phoenix, and San Francisco or next month. We really hope you guys buy tickets to that because it's going to be fun. We want a nice big packed house in both of those places. And then we got New York, Seattle, and Denver going on sale tomorrow. And of course, if you're in Canada, or really if you're in Montreal, come see us at Just for Laughs. And if you're not in Montreal, make a weekend out of it. Come to the festival, see all these great comics, come see our show. Don't make us look stupid in front of the famous people, guys. Please. I'm so scared.
Come, everybody, come.
Okay, bye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, it's Jamie Morton here, co-creator of My Dad Wrote a Porno, to tell you all about LaunchPod, a competition to find the next UK podcast hit. Alice, James and I came up with the idea for Porno after I discovered that my dad had been writing erotica in the garden shed. And 3 years on, we are about to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in June, which is pretty insane. Visit launchpod.org to win the chance to get your podcast brought to life by podcast experts Wise Buddha and Acast.